You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on Wealth Warrior. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Note on Wealth Warrior, The Personal Prosperity Revolution by Steve Chandler. As always, we'll kick it off with a quote. Your sense and experience of who you really are is the first step toward making money. Because if it's going to be that old collection of hurt feelings and fears you call you, then we're in for a rough ride. For you to create wealth in ways that are free, imaginative, and prolific, you have to have access to your higher self. Higher self? The real you. You at your best. You when you surprise yourself. Don't you surprise yourself once in a while? That's the you I'm talking about. That's the real you. The rest is fears and bad memories. That is Steve Chandler from Wealth Warrior. Steve Chandler. This is the fourth note I've done on the good man's work. See Time Warrior, plus 100 ways to motivate yourself, plus Fearless. But this is the first one since I started working with Steve 2 years ago. What can I say? I love the guy. He's awesome. I'm a better human being as a direct result of his coaching and mentorship, and I'm eternally grateful. If you have the chance to work with him, I highly recommend it. At the very least, if you like this note, go check out the other notes and dive into his books, and visit his site. I think it was last touched by a designer in 1999, and laughing, I think Steve loves that fact. But check out his blog, sign up for his newsletter and all that jazz. He's at stevechandler.com. Steve's books are essentially one big idea after another. I could riff on the whole book, but alas, these notes are 6 pages, so here are a few of my favorite big ideas. We'll start with big idea number one. Want to make more money? Serve more. Quote, to understand why you are not making the money you want to make, I first want to see where you are not serving. That will give us our turnaround strategy. Businesses fail because they don't serve. Individuals, too. End quote. It's easy to blame the bad economy or bad upbringing or bad whatever for our challenges making money. But the fact is, it's never any of those things. It's about one thing, our failure to serve. Here's another fun way to look at it. Big idea is called, sorry, temporarily out of service. Sorry, temporarily out of service. I won't produce wealth when I'm out of service. Get it? Out of service will not work. Because when I am out of service, I am out of service. This I mean to whisper to my mind every day. That's genius. Are you out of service? Well, we aren't going to create wealth when we're out of service. How can you serve more profoundly? Let's count the ways. Think about it. I shall serve more profoundly by, fill in the blank, 1, doing this, 2, doing that, and 3, doing this. You may want to pause and think about that for a moment. How can you serve more profoundly? That was the essence of my work with Steve. How do we create wealth through profound service, astonishing people? Think about that. And then go warrior and change yourself. The next big idea. Quote, your beliefs are always your only real problem. Don't believe anything negative about yourself. If you have an unproductive habit, simply get busy. Replace it with the habit that would serve you better. Nothing is permanent. Everything changes, including you, especially when you decide to go warrior. End quote. Got a bad habit? Great. Replace it with a better one. Is it really more complicated than that? Seriously. Answer, no, it's not. We'll need to diligently, patiently, persistently, playfully, and wisely rock it, but it's not that complicated. Carlos Castaneda talks about what he called the Toltec warrior. and echoed this wisdom, see the notes on the Wheel of Time. He tells us, quote, if his spirit is distorted, he should simply fix it, purge it, make it perfect, because there is no other task in our entire lives which is more worthwhile. To seek the perfection of the warrior's spirit is the only task worthy of our temporariness, our manhood, or womanhood, end quote. Socrates and Rumi echo this wisdom. Socrates, from the Gorgias, says, I desire only to know the truth and to live as well as I can. And to the utmost of my power, I exhort all other men and women to do the same. I exhort you also to take part in the great combat, which is the combat of life and greater than every other earthly conflict. Rumi tells us, the lion who breaks the enemy's ranks is a minor hero compared to the lion who overcomes himself. End quote. So here's to going warrior and perfecting ourselves. One way to do that is to learn how to take dreams and make them projects. It's the next big idea. Quote, so don't worry when your coach asks you to convert and change your dream into an immediate project. Your coach knows what he's doing. End quote. Got a dream? Turn it into an immediate project. How do you distill that dream into an immediate, discrete project you can rock? Well, I like to lean into the physics of dominoes when I do my dream to project strategic planning. Do you know the physics of good old dominoes? Somehow I stumbled across this awesome little YouTube video of a fantastically geeky physics professor outlining the basic mechanics. It goes something like this. A domino can knock over another domino that is 50% larger than it. Our friendly professor shows us 13 dominoes. The first one is so small, he literally has to use tweezers to put it in place. It's about the size of your pinky fingernail. Now, that tiny domino can knock over the next domino that's 50% bigger than it. And guess what? That domino can knock over the next one that's 50% bigger than it, and so on. Our 13th domino is now 3 feet tall and weighs 100 pounds. Our prof needs to do some work to get it in place, it's so big. Continue for another 15 dominoes or so, by the way, and you're looking at the Eiffel Tower. Now, Professor Saurus Rex, it's not his real name, carefully uses his tweezers to get our itty-bitty little domino in place and then knocks it over. As the dominoes fall, 2 billion times more force is created with the last domino vis-a-vis the first domino. That's amazing. So back to you and your dream we're converting into a project. Your dream is that 13th, or perhaps 25th, domino. We need to identify the tweezer-placed micro-domino project that'll get the whole process going. Dream to project. What is it? What's the next little foothold milestone you could rock that, if you crushed it, would give you a good shot at knocking over the next domino? Think about that and get on it. Here's a little personal PS. As I type this, now read this, typed it in December 2014. I'm reading it in January 2015. We're getting ready to relaunch my Optimal Living membership program. Very excited about that. And I hope you're digging it. So after a 3.5-year detour, working hard to get other people's wisdom out there, I'm now back and focused on doing my work as a lover of wisdom, as a philosopher. Very exciting. My little itty-bitty domino, as we prepare to get this membership program launched, very simple. Get the first member signed up. There's a ton of work to do just to make that happen. But guess what? If we can get one member, we can get 10. If we can get 10, we can get 100. If we can get 100, we can get 1,000. If we can get 1,000, we can get 10,000. And who knows what's possible on the other side of that? Frankly, I don't care. I'm too focused on that tweezer domino, and I trust the process beyond that. PPS, let's do this. Figure out your project, make your dream a project, and go crush it. Next big idea, fix your attention. Quote, information is not inconsequential or simply benign. It consumes our attention, our precious and valuable attention. We become prosperous when we learn to fix attention on our purpose, on service-oriented activities, and on useful information. Our attention will be the source of our wealth. So if we allow the poisoned, random waters of everything that poses as news or edgy new entertainment to wash in, we have nothing left to work with. End quote. Information. A few things to note here. One, you might have noticed it's really easy to drown in the incessant flood of news, blogs, tweets, Facebook posts, emails, movies, TV shows, etc., 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 ad nauseum. Number two, this information isn't benign. Media companies know that the most intense, negative, and shocking content sells. Three, as Chandler tells us, our attention is the source of our wealth. We need to be very aware of what information we let into our lives. Spotlight on you. What information are you letting into your life? Is it serving you and your purpose, or is it toxic? What information do you need to stop consuming? What sites do you need to stop visiting? What talk radio shows do you need to turn off? Use that time a little bit better for yourself. Think about that, and as you do that, think about the next big idea, turning pro. Quote, for me, and for all the clients I work with, the path to strength is always through a willingness to engage in a new habit called practice. People become wealthy only after they decide to turn pro. End quote. Turning pro. Stephen Pressfield wrote a whole book on that. It's part three in his awesome series of creative mastery, which I highly recommend. The War of Art plus Do the Work plus Turning Pro equals goodness. Super quick reads, all three of those. We have a note on The War of Art. Here's how he puts it in that book. Check out those notes. He says, the amateur plays part-time. The professional, full-time. The amateur is a weekend warrior. The professional is there 7 days a week. The word amateur comes from the Latin root meaning to love. The conventional interpretation is that the amateur pursues his calling out of love, while the pro does it for the money. Not the way I see it. In my view, the amateur does not love the game enough. If he did, he would not pursue it as a sideline, distinct from his real vocation. The professional loves it so much, he dedicates his life to it. He commits full time. End quote. That is turning pro. Are you pro? If not, how can you go pro? And if you've already turned pro, how can you dial it up a notch, or maybe three? One way to do that is the next big idea. Make each day your masterpiece. Quote, many years later, I would admire the achievements of UCLA basketball coach John Wooden. He won more national titles than any coach before or after him. And his method was to eliminate the future. He called it, make each day your masterpiece. End quote. One way to turn pro, follow Wooden's advice and make each day your masterpiece. What would a masterpiece of a day look like for you? Take a moment and imagine that. Seriously, what would a masterpiece of a day look like for you? Pause. Think about that. Imagine it. Feel it. Then go make it happen. Again and again and again. Next big idea. Change occurs outside your comfort zone. Quote, all change occurs outside your comfort zone. This is true physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially. No change can occur inside your comfort zone. Push your body past the weight it is comfortable lifting, and it will grow stronger. Push yourself past your own comfort zone, and you will grow stronger. Do this every day, and the affirmation, every day in every way I'm growing richer and stronger, will no longer be just an affirmation. It'll be a confirmation, end quote. Ah, the comfort zone. It sure is comfy, huh? Alas, all growth occurs outside of that comfort zone. Now, mind you, it doesn't need to be way outside your comfort zone. Just a tad will do. Playing at that space just outside your comfort zone is where it's at. Do that day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out, and guess what? You just expanded your comfort zone by a lot. Steve and I once had a great coaching session focused on that. I might have been stretching way more than necessary to achieve the growth I was looking for. Ahem. All right. P.S. here. Another great distinction Steve made for me in our coaching sessions. When you go to the gym, you don't go there to lift styrofoam weights. Not if you want to get stronger. You lift heavy stuff. Well, same thing with life. If you want to get strong, don't complain about the challenges. Doing so is like saying you want to lift styrofoam weights at the gym of life. Not a good idea if you want to get spiritually and financially fit. Next big idea, projects, the worry remover. Quote, remember that one of the guiding principles of wealth creation is not to worry. And remember too that the best way to not worry is to have a project you are engaged in. Without a project, you descend into worry. Your project becomes worrying. Your mind has to spin somewhere. And if it can't click and lock its gears' teeth into a creative project, it will look outward and worry about other people and the world at large, end quote. Worried? Well, grab some worry remover. It comes in a cool-looking bottle, and it's called a project. Just squirt it on your worries, and presto, they're gone. I love this gem from Dale Carnegie's How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. See those notes? Captures this perfectly. He tells us, quote, George Bernard Shaw was right. He summed it all up when he said, the secret of being miserable is to have the leisure to bother about whether you are happy or not. So don't bother to think about it. Spit on your hands and get busy. Your blood will start circulating. Your mind will start ticking. And pretty soon, this whole positive upsurge of life in your body will drive worry from your mind. Get busy, keep busy. It's the cheapest kind of medicine there is on this earth and one of the best, end quote. So, what's your project? Lock your creative mind into that gear and get cranking. Next big idea, the hardest word. Quote, I didn't want to learn this. I held out for years, but I finally accepted it. The harder I am on myself, the easier life is on me. The easier I am on myself, the harder life is on me. And when I talk about being hard on myself, I don't mean criticism. I mean doing hard things, hard exercise, hard work. And the hard job of saying no to all the people I used to waste my life as I tried to please them and win their approval. The degree of difficulty involved in saying no is why I use the word warrior. And the victory that comes from saying yes to creativity, focus, and service is why I use the word wealth, end quote. It's genius. Seneca comes to mind, so does Covey, and so does Gandhi. Seneca tells us, be harsh with yourself at times. Amen. Short and sweet, it's hard to beat. Covey tells us, you have to decide what your highest priorities are and have the courage, pleasantly, smilingly, non-apologetically, to say no to the other things. And the way you do that is by having a bigger yes burning inside. The enemy of the best is often the good. Gandhi told us, a no uttered from deepest conviction is better and greater than a yes merely uttered to please, or what is worse, to avoid trouble. Thank you, gentlemen. Now to you. How can you challenge yourself a little more? To whom and to what do you need to say no? And what's your deeper yes that makes that no easier to say. That brings us to our final big idea, and it's a good one. Futuristic art. Quote, "The only good use of any future is artistic. You paint a picture of your positive, imaginary future on your whiteboard. Then you, all caps, pull that picture with every ounce of strength you have into the present moment." End quote. I just love that. I got wow with 3 exclamation points here. What's your positive, imaginary future? Seriously, what is it? Let's do a fun little journal exercise, shall we? My life is awesome. I appreciate all its awesomeness. It will be even more awesome in the years ahead. I will work hard. Things will go great. And this is what I see present in my life. We have about 4 lines here in the PDF for you to journal on. Maybe you can pause right now and think about that. Your life is awesome. You appreciate all of its awesomeness. It'll be even more awesome in the years ahead. You will work hard. Things will go great. And this is what you will see present in your life. Get that positive, imaginary future. You got it? Good. Now pull that picture with every ounce of strength you have into the present moment. I am now shouting, let's do this. Here's to serving profoundly and giving our greatest gifts in greatest service to the world as wealth warriors. That wraps up this note. The main part anyway. I'll tell you a little bit more about Steve. We'll look at some of the sidebar quotes. A lot of good ones in there. We'll start with Steve. Steve Chandler is a consultant, trainer, author, and keynote speaker whose clients include over 100 Fortune 500 companies. Learn more about Steve and all the great stuff he's up to at www.stevechandler.com. Like I said, he's an amazing coach. I've gotten so much out of working with him. If you work with him, say hi from me. And let's look at those sidebar quotes. Here we go. We'll start with one from Joseph Campbell. He tells us, "The warrior's approach is to say yes to life, yes to it all. We cannot cure the world of sorrows, but we can choose to live in joy." Ezra Beta tells us, "A sense of entitlement guarantees that eventually you will see yourself as a victim." Steve tells us, principle number one, by setting limitations, we must choose the essential. So in everything you do, learn to set limitations. Principle number two, by choosing the essential, we create great impact with minimal resources. Always choose the essential to maximize your time and energy. Oscar Wilde tells us, it is better to have a permanent income than to be fascinating. Nassim Taleb tells us, to bankrupt a fool, give him information. Nathaniel Brandon tells us, don't be miserly with your strengths, with your intelligence, and with your creativity. Look for outlets. Look for challenges. Find out what makes you feel most alive and figure out some way to earn your living doing it. William James tells us, to change one's life, start immediately, do it flamboyantly, no exceptions. Back to Steve, he tells us, I can program my mind one way or the other, warrior or worrier. It's up to me. Peter Drucker advises, there is nothing so useless as doing efficiently that which should not be done at all.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to brianjohnson.me to download more.